The president's reputation is on the line this week as he travels on the campaign trail to raise money for some embattled Democratic candidates, but also to stock the war chests, anticipating the off-year elections in 2010. Joining us now is David Kirkpatrick, Washington correspondent for The New York Times. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, David.
Good to be here.
So one of the interesting tests this morning of Barack Obama's political power is his relationship with Wall Street. And you write a little bit about that. He received an enormous amount of support from Wall Street during the campaign in 2008. But what does that relationship look like today?
Well, it's much more complicated. It's more complicated in two ways. First, a number of the big firms on Wall Street, as you know, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, have been the recipients of a federal bailout. And a lot of their top executives, the kind of people who could casually drop $30,000 on a presidential fundraiser, are smart enough to know that getting their name connected with that kind of donation to Obama could look bad. So there's a lot of apprehension about that. More broadly, I think a lot of people on Wall Street right now, I know for a fact a lot of people on Wall Street right now are pretty unhappy with the president just because of all of the sort of populist rhetoric coming out of the White House about excessive compensation and these bonuses that are outrageous. They make me angry. How can you guys be lobbying against regulatory reform after you almost brought down the global economy? And while to many Americans that might just seem like common sense, to people on Wall Street who are actually making those multimillion-dollar bonuses, they think, hey, you know, I'm just doing my job.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, what do we watch for in the events of this week that might give us an indication of whether money on Wall Street will dry up for the Democrats in the off-year election?
Well, it's going to be hard to tell for a while because we won't see campaign finance reports for this period until later this year. It'll be interesting to see how many people from those big banks turn up at the Obama fundraiser.
Right.
One
of the other really interesting venues to see where the enthusiasm is for any of these candidates, and particularly for Obama and his alleged coattails, is some of the embattled Democrats who are facing election this year, including New Jersey's Governor John Corzine. Bob Henley joins us, political reporter for WNYC Radio. He joins us from New Jersey. Bob Henley, John Corzine is your governor. What is the Wall Street issue in his campaign right now?
Well, he came to national prominence as leading Goldman Sachs. He had a tenure in the U.S. Senate where he was perceived as a capable progressive. When Jim McGreevy, our governor who had the realization that indeed he was gay, resigned and imploded, that opened up an opportunity for Corzine to become the chief executive. As the guy at Goldman Sachs, he was perceived to be the guy that could be brought into New Jersey, a place that has more government than any other place on earth, with some 566 towns, 600 school districts, and a strong home rule tradition. He was the go-to guy that was going to fix it and make it different. Now, with a number of years as an incumbent in the governorship, it got the better of him, and he wasn't able to turn it around. So it's a question of expectations, John. That's what it was. People had high expectations, and he wasn't able to deliver.
Wow. And the question is, can Obama deliver in supporting him as he visits the Corzine campaign? I believe it's tomorrow night, right?
Right. And it wasn't just Obama. It is a tsunami of big blue Democrats. I mean, you have Biden in yesterday, President Clinton in today, Carolyn Kennedy in on Wednesday. So it's a full court press, primarily because the White House sees this as kind of a dress rehearsal for 2010 for those nervous congressional Democrats that want to see just what exactly can this president do. And they're concerned that in a state like New Jersey that has a tradition of voting for Democrats, if Corzine goes down, maybe they're not so much behind the president.
Well, among the nervous Democrats about the 2010 election is Christopher Dodd, the senator in Connecticut. Joining us from Connecticut is Ted Mann, political reporter for the New London Day in Connecticut. Ted, what's the Wall Street issue for Chris Dodd, and how can Obama help him?
Well, Wall Street has always been a major base of support and financial support for Dodd, and that didn't used to be a problem. And in the past year or so, suddenly it's a huge public relations issue for him. He's really struggling in the views of voters back home with the appearance of seeming to be way too close to the finance industry, particularly given his troubles, the scandal about his mortgages that he got through Countrywide as part of this VIP program. And then also the entanglement with AIG. Dodd had been one of the loudest proponents of caps on executive compensation, but he very memorably ended up being the guy who denied and then admitted that he had helped insert into legislation the language that would have permitted
right.
their bonuses to go forward.
He wishes it was less memorably,
I think, exactly.
In Connecticut as the campaign is developing. David Kirkpatrick, how important are these two races for Obama's coattails and his ability to assist Democrats in 2010?
Well, each one in a different way. As New Jersey is symbolic. You know, New Jersey is a state the Democrats ought to be able to hold. It's certainly suffering economically. And so if Corzine goes down, that makes Obama look bad. Dodd is a big deal in another way, because if you see a Republican, if the Democrats lose that seat to a Republican, then that's going to be bad for their ability to hold on to their commanding majority in the Senate. And it could interfere with what kind of legislative accomplishments the president can have after this first 2-year period of his term.
So, Ted Mann, how entertaining is it to watch Chris Dodd face his opponent, Ms. McMahon, Linda McMahon?
That has been probably the wildest part of it. The one thing Dodd can really hope for, if you look at his poll numbers, he's celebrating having almost climbed back up to 50%. They're terrible by any measure. But the one thing he could hope for is a gigantic Republican primary field that is right now beating the stuffing out of each other, and it has taken on the appearance of a sideshow, and the most notable being Linda McMahon, the former CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment. And she's fighting with you know, a former congressman,
right.
with a Ron Paul backer, and they've all raised a ton of money, which they're going to use, at least in the short term, to beat up on each other and, as much as on Dodd.
All right, Ted Mann, political reporter for New London Day in Connecticut, following the Christopher Dodd race. Bob Henley, who doesn't have a world wrestling sort of candidate there in New Jersey, I'm sure he's jealous. Bob Henley, political reporter for WNYC. And David Kirkpatrick, Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Thanks, guys.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.